On a cloud of jolly holiday jingles, the intoxicating aromas of hot caramel, butter, and sugar float out the doors of Dell's popcorn shops, luring in shoppers. The fancy kettle corn varieties sold at four stores in Decatur and Springfield are go-to gifts for holiday shoppers in central Illinois. Kemper Wilcutt, who runs the downtown Decatur shop, is counting on this seasonal rush to make up for a tight year. To make these crunchy confections, you need costly ingredients, and Wilcutt has watched the price of post-drought popcorn skyrocket. He was hoping that by now, with the 2013 crop out of the fields, he would be out of the woods.
It's up as much as $10 a bag right now for us. And this time of year, that's a big hit because we go through a lot of popcorn right now.
Movie theater chains and grocery stores alike have experienced the economic ripple effect of the 2012 drought. Industry analysts say it was a rough year all around. Farmer Randy Fornault did better than most in 2012. He grows 1,600 acres in the Havana area for Weaver Popcorn Company, one of the biggest in the country. Even planting in the rich irrigated soil near the Illinois River, the severity of the drought took a toll.
Under irrigation, it took a lot of water, a lot of energy cost to produce that crop, probably more so than what we've ever had in recent years. What wasn't irrigated, there just basically was nothing there. So it was a trying year.
What corn did come out of Illinois fields in 2012 fetched record prices, and popcorn was no different. It's still working its way through the industry pipeline, from the field to the wholesaler to retailers. Mike Jacobs of Decatur is a farmer and a popcorn retailer. His sister, Lou Ann, bought Dell's popcorn in the late 1970s. Their dad grew corn. The family popped locally. Mike Jacobs says that's tough to do these days. Consolidation in the industry makes it hard to get back into the business, but he's considering it.
Well, I can tell you, if the price doesn't come down, I'll probably be ordering some seed and try to plant my own acres. And right now, I think I'm feeling a little bit like I'm being robbed by the popcorn companies, but it isn't all their fault. The drought caused it.
Weaver Popcorn's Illinois production manager Dan Seaford acknowledges his company is holding the line on price, but that's because his customers are desperate for the product and willing to pay. It's simply supply and demand.
If there's a shortage of that product in the marketplace, you know, we don't have the pounds to sell, or we have to ration the pounds that we are selling. You know, the government's not in the popcorn business, so there's just not warehouses of popcorn sitting around the countryside.
Out there in the warehouse, I have a huge...
Back in Decatur, Kemper Wilcutt shows me around his expanded popping facility, where next spring he'll start bagging popcorn to distribute to stores nationwide. But today he's got his hands full with hundreds of holiday gift basket orders for companies around the area, including Caterpillar. This is crunch time for local businesses like these, which rely so heavily on sales of seasonal treats. If your favorite flavors are butter, caramel, or cheese, you may want to make a holiday wish for a quick rebound of the popcorn industry. For the WUIS Harvest Desk, I'm Peter Gray.